Chronicle Books presents Supermaker, Crafting Business on Your Own Terms, written and read by Jamie Schmidt. Introduction. Every entrepreneur has a story. Each is passionate, driven, and committed to creating the best version of their product. Many have hopes of turning their passions into profit, and many are doing just that. But even for entrepreneurs with a groundbreaking product, perfectly curated Instagram feed, and connections to people of influence, it is excruciatingly difficult to advance to the next level. No matter the enterprise, anyone out there building their own business will encounter a landscape that is profoundly saturated, competitive, and fierce. That's why each of these entrepreneurs is asking the same question: how will I make it? Not long ago, I was one of them. I attended market upon market, carrying my supplies and faithful sidekick, my toddler Oliver, in tow. I'd set up my folding table, drape a thrifted tablecloth over it, and arrange my lotions, sunscreens, soaps, and deodorants. Each item had been made by my hands in my kitchen, carefully poured into its respective mason jar, and labeled with stickers my friend helped me create. I'd take a seat behind my modest products, look out at the sea of other makers, and on many long afternoons, with few customers and little business, inevitably ask myself that very question: how will I make it? I first joined the maker movement in 2010 in Portland, Oregon. At the time, it seemed everyone in the city was making and crafting. There was some comfort in that company, but it was also intimidating. Within 2 years, I decided to focus entirely on my best-selling deodorant and stopped making other products. I moved production from my kitchen to my garage and then to a nearby warehouse. I couldn't keep up with the demand, so I hired 2 employees. My husband, Chris, helped me build a website, spurring orders from customers and retailers all over the world. We were suddenly a smash hit online, filling a niche for customers who had been seeking a natural deodorant that actually worked. Not long after, Chris left his job to run our marketing, which meant our family was fully invested in and dependent upon the success of Schmidt's deodorant. Before I knew it, Schmidt's was sold internationally and in big stores like Whole Foods and Urban Outfitters. A few years later, we were flying off the shelves at Target, Costco, and Walmart. The company grew into a multi-million dollar brand with 150 employees and a presence in over 30,000 retail accounts in 30 countries worldwide. Major consumer packaged goods, CPG, companies took note and wanted to buy my company. 7 years after starting the business, Schmidt's was acquired for 9 figures by
Sample complete. Ready to continue?